Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets ended a strong week with modest losses, pairing earlier gains late in the session after the Commerce Department barred five additional Chinese companies from buying US components without approval. The Dow was down 34 points or 0.1%, however did flirt with record territory before a sell-off in the closing half hour of last Friday's session left the index nursing a modest loss. Broader S&P 500 dipped 0.1% after scaling an intraday all-time high, its first record high since April. The Nasdaq lost 0.2%, with chip makers under pressure from the Commerce Department's decision. Micron Technology fell 2.6% and Advanced Micro Devices down 3%. Friday night's session was also quadruple witching, the simultaneous expiration of single stock options and single stock futures, as well as index options and index futures. For the week, the Dow rose 2.4% and is on course for the strongest June performance since 1938. The S&P 500 rose 2.2% to sit 17% higher year-to-date and is on track to record its best first-half performance since 1997. The Nasdaq outperformed last week with a 3% gain. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet at the end of the G20 summit that concludes on Saturday. The editor-in-chief of the English-language Chinese newspaper, Hu Jinxin, notes that China is concerned about the fairness of a trade deal and that the most important part is that the US side must remove all newly imposed tariffs since the trade war, otherwise China won't accept a deal. In US economic data, the IHS Markets Manufacturing PMI fell to 50.1 in June, its worst reading since May 2009. Separately, existing home sales rose 2.5% in May from April to a seasonally adjusted annual pace of 5.34 million. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index for May is due tonight Australian time. In US corporate earnings, FedEx Corp, Nike Inc, home builders KB Home and Lennar Corporation, food giants General Mills and ConAgra, Walgreens Boots Alliance and Constellation Brands are among companies slated to release quarterly earnings this week. European markets also settled with modest declines, Germany's DAX easing 0.1%, as did France's CAC. London's FTSE slipped 0.2% as investors remained cautious around the escalating tensions between the US and Iran, although heavyweight energy stocks were buoyed by stronger crude prices. Domino's Pizza Group PLC fell 3.8% after the company denied speculation that Andrew Rennie, the current chief executive for Europe for Australian Stock Exchange listed Domino's Pizza Enterprises, was set to take over from UK and Ireland boss David Wild. IQE PLC tumbled almost 25% after the company, which makes semiconductor wafers for chips used in Apple products, among others, issued the revenue warning as US restrictions on Huawei caused more order delays and several of its chip customers slashed forecasts. Base metals were weaker across the board as traders eyed the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan at the end of the week, and amid rising US-Iran trade tensions, copper eased 0.2% to just over $2.70 a pound, but settled with a 2.5% gain for the week, the metal's biggest weekly increase since the week ended the 29th of March. Elsewhere, aluminium lost 0.9%, nickel down 1.6% and zinc shed 1.3%. Benchmark spot iron ore eased 27 cents to $116.98 a metric tonne. Gold futures settled above US $1,300 an ounce for the first time since 2013, adding $3.20 or 0.2%. Gold futures settled above US $1,400 an ounce for the first time since 2013, adding $3.20 or 0.2%. to US $1,400.10 an ounce, after trading as high as $1,415.40 an ounce earlier in the session. It was the highest close for the most active contract since the 3rd of September 2013 and marked a 4.1% weekly gain. All prices were higher, WTI up 36 cents to $57.43 a barrel, and the front month contract's highest settlement since the 29th of May. The contract also logged an 8.8% weekly advance, its best weekly performance since the week ended the 2nd of December 2016. Brent gained 75 cents to $65.20 a barrel, its highest settlement since the 30th of May, to record a 5.1% gain for the week. President Trump said he had aborted a military strike on Iran because such a response to Tehran's downing of the unmanned US surveillance drone would have caused a disproportionate loss of life. Elsewhere, gasoline led a climb among energy futures, with July gasoline futures up almost 4% for the session, amid reports of a fire at the 150-year-old Philadelphia Energy Solutions refining complex. US 10-year Treasury yields climbed 6.5 basis points to just shy of 2.07%, trimming the benchmark's weekly decline to 2.6 basis points. Traders are now betting on at least 3 rate cuts by the end of the year, placing the probability of a July cut at 100%, according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool. The Australian dollar is firmer this morning, buying approximately 69.34 US cents. Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe participates in a panel discussion at the Australian National University Crawford Australian Leadership Forum.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.